Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. Taking a look at our World and National News headlines at this hour. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. That has left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president warned Israel against responding, and violence continued to surge along Israel's border with Lebanon. A rocket attack on an Israeli town by Iran-backed Hezbollah wounded at least 14 people. House Speaker Mike Johnson is forging ahead toward a vote later this week on a package of Ukraine funding that also includes Israel and Taiwan. But he is also facing a choice between potentially losing his job and advancing the aid for Ukraine. After agonizing over how to proceed for days, the Republican speaker texted GOP lawmakers that he will start a days-long push to hold votes on funding packages for Ukraine, Israel, and allies in the Indo-Pacific, as well as several other foreign policy proposals. The decision to support Ukraine at all has angered conservatives in the House and given energy to a threat to remove him from the speaker's office. Local officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an apartment building and killing at least 17 people. Emergency services say at least 61 people were wounded. It's about 150 kilometers or 90 miles north of the capital of Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus. The city has a population of around 250,000 people. Tesla will ask shareholders to reinstate the compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that was rejected by a judge in Delaware this year, and to move the electric car maker's corporate home from Delaware to Texas. In January, Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick ruled that Musk is not entitled to a landmark compensation package awarded by Tesla's board of directors that is potentially worth more than $56 billion. Musk said a month later that he would try to move Tesla's corporate listing to Texas, where he has already moved company headquarters. In a document filed with federal regulators Wednesday, the company said it was putting that move up to a vote. And that is a look at our world and national news. Well, one more item here. President Joe Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. The president plans to announce that he is out to better protect American producers from Beijing's industrial overcapacity in an address to steelworkers in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Biden is hoping to highlight his international trade policy as he courts voters in a state that is likely to play a pivotal role in November's election. The move, however, is largely symbolic, as just 3% of imported steel over a 12-month period came from China, according to the Census Bureau. The White House insists the policy is more about shielding American manufacturing from unfair trade practices overseas than firing up a union audience. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we'll deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7467. Or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 43 degrees, a west wind of 10 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.73 inches, and with that 43-degree temperature and a west wind of 10, we have a wind chill of 37. Cloudy and 43 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, it'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 57, northwest winds around 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy, a low around 35, west winds around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll take a full look at the weather and the forecast for the rest of the week into early next week. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the state news, the family of Ricky Cobb II announced that they're suing two Minnesota State Patrol troopers involved in his fatal shooting during a traffic stop in Minneapolis last summer. Family attorney Harry Daniels says police body cam footage tells it all.
There was no rhyme, reason, or justification. It was a clear violation of the policy of the police department, of the state patrol, and those policies were in play for a reason, because those policies are taken in mind consideration when force should be used and when force should not be used.
Cobb was shot and killed by Trooper Ryan Longren on July 31, 2023, after he was initially pulled over on I-94 for a taillight violation. Longren shot Cobb as he started to drive away while another trooper was still leaning into the vehicle from the passenger side. Trooper Brett Side was also named in the lawsuit. A Minnesota Senate committee has made changes to an Uber-Lyft bill so that insurance will better cover drivers who are attacked by passengers, but negotiations continue in other key areas such as driver pay. Fergus Falls Republican Jordan Rasmussen asked Uber's Joel Carlson if the bill as it currently stands were to become law.
Does Uber still withdraw from the market?
We are working diligently to get to a statewide solution that would allow these companies to operate in the state. If this passed without further amendment, that would not be the case.
But bill sponsor, a Minneapolis Democrat, Omar Fata, emphasized.
We're still negotiating. We're very, very close in terms of the jurisdiction around the arbitration and the wages and all that.
Republicans made another unsuccessful attempt to cancel the Minneapolis ordinance, Senator Rasmussen urging there needs to be a backstop for July 1st if negotiations fail. Uber's Carlson said canceling Minneapolis's ordinance would allow Uber to stay, but the rideshare company wants a statewide standards.
What we don't want to see is every single city in the state that has an ordinance adopting a pay standard or a deactivation standard, something that's different across every single jurisdiction.
About 4.5 weeks remain in the legislative session. Veterans from around Minnesota are gathering at the state capitol today for the annual Veterans Day on the Hill. Trent Dilks with the DAV of Minnesota says it starts with lunch and a presentation at the Cedar Street Armory in St. Paul before veterans march to the state capitol at 1 p.m. for a rally. Dilks says this event is an opportunity for veterans to talk with legislatures about policies, local issues, and programs. One of their top priorities is updating the property tax value exclusion for seriously disabled veterans. More than a dozen buses from every corner of the state is bringing groups to the Capitol today. A report says that the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension indicates a man fatally shot by Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies at a Minnetonka home last week. fired on them first with an assault-style rifle when they knocked on the front door and announced themselves. Investigators say the deputies returned fire, backed away, and set up perimeter. They say 28-year-old Clint Hoydia was wearing a protective armor vest. Two of the four deputies were wounded during the shootout. Deputy Christopher Hine was hit multiple times and has since been released from the hospital. Deputy Keith McNamara was hit by a shrapnel and treated at the scene. Authorities say the deputies were serving an arrest warrant for someone else who lives at the address. A Duluth man is sentenced to 40 years in prison for his role in a deadly drive-by shooting last summer. 25-year-old Brandon Williams Gillard was found guilty of aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon in December. St. Louis County prosecutors say Williams Gillard and a co-defendant, shot from the vehicle towards 19-year-old Paris Allen and another man August 2, 2023. Allen died and the other victim was wounded. Williams Gillard must serve at least two-thirds of the 480-month sentence before he's eligible for parole. And that is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports after this from Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the sports scene, yesterday the word of the day was postponed. UMC softball hosting Bemidji State was postponed to today. High school baseball, Crookston hosting Fertile Belt Trammy was postponed to May 21st. And high school softball taking on Thief River Falls was postponed to April 26th. Pirate Boys tennis at the Thief River Falls Triangular was postponed as well. The only game that was played was the Twins. Baltimore beat the Twins by a score of 11-3. On the sports scene for today, we'll have UMC baseball as they take on the Bemidji State Beavers. 1 o'clock will be the Riverview Health pregame show. Maybe 1:15, depends when we get everything all ready to go. But 1:30 will be the first pitch as UMC hosts Bemidji State in a doubleheader. We'll just have game one on the radio this afternoon. And in baseball, the Twins, they are at Baltimore. They're just getting underway as we speak. In UMC softball, they host Bemidji State for a 2 o'clock doubleheader. Crookston Youth Wrestlers had their final wrestling tournament of the season as 8 wrestlers made their way to the Grand Rapids JC State Tournament at the Grand Rapids High School last weekend. The tournament kicked off Friday evening with 5th through 8th graders, then Saturday morning it was pre-K through 4th graders. Aiden Samuelson finished first place, Jacob Kressel finished second, George Genrex, Hobie Bakken, and Jet Page finished third, Silas Fontaine and Layla Genrex finished fourth place, and Layla Genrex also competed in the girls-only tournament and finished fifth place. So that is a look at the sports. Again, UMC baseball, they're playing today as they will be hosting Bemidji State. We'll have game one of their doubleheader starting with the first pitch at 1:30, pregame show anywhere between 1 and 1:15. So be listening for that. And that is about it. We can tell you the Minnesota Timberwolves, they have received their schedule for the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. They will be hosting Phoenix on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Then on Tuesday, April 23rd, they host Phoenix at 6:30. On Friday, they will travel to Phoenix at 9:30 p.m., and then that's Friday the 26th. Then Sunday the 28th, they'll be at Phoenix for 8:30. Game 5 will be the 30th of Tuesday, April 30th, if necessary. Game 6, Thursday, May 2nd, if necessary. And Game 7 is Saturday, May 4th, if necessary. So the Timberwolves game one, that'll be Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Then they play game two on Tuesday, both at the Target Center. That's a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Delicious meal ideas can be found at Hugo's Family Marketplace Deli. Golden Plum Chicken Tenders, $7.99 a pound. Kretschmar Smoked or Honey Virginia Ham, $7.99 a pound. 12-count Select Party Bunch, 2 for $5. For dessert, an Angel Food Cake Bar is $3.99. And Select Kemp's Ice Cream Sandwiches, 2 for $7. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Now taking a look at the local news. Happy Joe's Pizza, an ice cream parlor in Crookston, attended the annual Happy Joe's conference in Iowa and brought home three major awards for their efforts in 2022 and 23. The Happy Joe's received the following honors at the conference. The Manager of the Year, Best Remodel of the Year, Operators of the Year, and they joined the $1 million Gold Club for 2022 and 2023. Store manager in Crookston, Brooke Cavalier, specifically received the Manager of the Year award for the second straight year and received high praise from the president of Happy Joe's Pizza, Tom Sacco.
Oh, she's been phenomenal. I mean, she won back-to-back Coach of the Year awards. You know, yeah, and what she's done to improve service and to improve quality of food, Brooke's been way out in front leading. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about Grand Forks across the river or in the Quad Cities. She's just been like the, you know, the role model or the poster child for what you would want a head coach at a Happy Joe's to be.
And co-owner of Crookston Happy Joe's, Jake Fee, also gave comments about Brooke and the outstanding job she has done, not only managing the store, but what she has done for the entirety of her time at Happy Joe's.
Last 3 years, she has received the Coach of the Year award for corporate, and there's quite a few franchises out there, so it's quite the honor for her to receive it for 3 years, and we're just extremely proud of her, and she runs a very good store, and she's pretty well respected throughout the franchise.
And Crookston brought home the Best Remodel of the Year for the additions that were presented in the store, such as the digital arcade games. Sacco commented that the Crookston store did a great job modernizing its store while keeping the traditional Happy Joe's experience.
You know, so they took that building and they tried to incorporate all these new elements, you know, the new feel, you know, what today's consumer is looking for, because that's the kind of stuff that's important, right?
And the last major award that Crookston Happy Joe's received was the Operators of the Year. Sacco described this award as being the MVP of the league and is the highest honor a Happy Joe's store can receive.
Yeah, the Operator of the Year is the last most prestigious award we give out. You know, and there's even been a couple of years where we didn't give one up because nobody met that criteria. Okay, so it covers a broad things. We do inspections every quarter. So we come up and we're physically in the restaurant looking at cleanliness, quality of food. How well do you follow recipes? How do you market, you know, the building? What kind of a pillar are you in the community?
And again, congratulations to Happy Joe's Ice Cream Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor in Crookston. The Polk County Commissioners, they met on Tuesday at the Polk County Government Center. The meeting began with the commissioners receiving the March monthly statistics from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. And the statistics for March included 120 traffic stops, 77 school patrol calls, 22 assists to other agencies, 15 motor assists, 14 fraudulent welfare checks, and 7 domestic assault cases. The meeting continued with the Polk County Construction engineer Darren Carlstrom approaching the board, seeking approval to reject the two bids the county received regarding the Columbia Bridge. Carlstrom explains the project.
It's the township road that crosses the Burlington Northern Tracks in Columbia Township. And it's a wooden structure, it's deficient, and we're working with Burlington Northern and MnDOT for the replacement of it.
And the two bids were received, came in nearly 50% higher than the original project cost estimation. While Burlington Northern and MnDOT opting to fund the project, they immediately recommended the county reject the bid due to the excessive cost.
To reject and rebid, hopefully to get better pricing. I mean, it's not guaranteed, but hopefully we will. The bid came in at approximately $2.3 million, $800,000 over engineer's estimate.
The board approved to reject the bids and will look to reopen bids starting this June. The final item the board approved was a county ditch maintenance request located just north of the UMC campus. The report states there are trees and sediment blockage that the campus would like removed. The commissioners received a presentation from Polk County 4-H Extension educator Katie Becker, where they were informed about the recent programs and events 4-H participants have been a part of. For more information on the about the 4-H Extension program and what they offer, you can go to KROXAM.com. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the April 1st or April 2nd meeting. It also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $87,272.03. Community members are invited to join Riverview Health Senior Life Solutions Program for an open house on April 24th from noon to 2. Guests will have the opportunity to tour the program facility and ask questions while enjoying light refreshments. Riverview Health Senior Life Solutions Program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. The program staff includes a board-certified psychiatrist, a nurse practitioner, a licensed therapist, a registered nurse, and other trained professionals focused on helping older adults in the community navigate difficult life transitions and regain their quality of life. The open house will be held in the Senior Life Solutions location on Riverview's Crookston campus at 323 South Minnesota Street. Use door 5 under the Senior Life Solutions sign. For more information on the event, or if you know somebody that could benefit from the program, call 218-281-9559. The 1974 classes from Central High School, Crookston Central High School, and the Mount St. Benedict will be celebrated with their 50th reunion June 21st and 22nd this summer. The reunion begins Friday, June 21st at 5 p.m. at Icy Mugs with pizza provided by generous donations from the reunion committee. Darts, pool, and a cornhole in the parking lot will keep things going. From 7 to 10, classmates Don Beiswinger and Jay Erie will perform at Giraffes. Brent and Jasmine will be reviving some special 1970 drink favorites. And Saturday, June 22nd, begins with a golf scramble and continues with a bus tour of Crookston, including a stop at Widman's Candy, an afternoon pickleball event, and an evening at the Crookston Inn. Then a Saturday evening event begins at 7 p.m., which will include raffles, a memorial for classmates who have passed away, and the committee would like to thank the Crookston Visitors Bureau for their grant to help publicize the event. The committee would also like to thank the following: Icy Mugs, Draft Sports Bar and Grill, the Crookston Inn, Tri-Valley, and the UMC Wellness Center and Crookston's Pickleball Club. Donations and raffle items are still being accepted. The classmates of the two schools will make a donation to the Frontal Lobe Dementia Research in honor of affected teachers and fellow students. Students from Our Savior's Lutheran School competed in the Minnesota North Lutheran Schools Knowledge Bowl at St. John's Lutheran School in Thief River Falls on Saturday. All teams competing earned either first or second place in their grade levels. Members of the teams are S.J. O'Meara, Emmeline Miney, June Larson, Alice Munch, Hazel Oliver, Camden Brockfeller, Jameson Dans, Joanna DeBoer, Alexa Halwerda, Norda Jurdy, Hattie Larson, Elizabeth Eliza DeBoer, Hadley Dans, Claire Simbalak, and Soren DeBoer. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Jordan Noah Avery, 24, of Crookston, for domestic assault and caused fear of immediate harm to another. Danielle Jolynn Lowry, 19, no address provided for third-degree drug possession, and Dagan James Flom, 19, of Grand Forks, for third-degree drug possession. On the obituary desk today, Jean Suzanne Fau, P-F-A-U, age 70 of Fargo, died April 14th at her home. Funeral services will be held Friday, April 19th at 2 p.m. Visitation will be 1 hour prior at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Yulin. Interment will be at the North Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery of Yulin. Arrangements are entrusted to the Anderson Family Funeral Home of Twin Valley. And taking a look at another obituary we received here this morning, Walter A. Soley, 88 of Fertile, passed away on Tuesday, April 9th at Riverview in Crookston. Walter was born to Leonard Soley and Florence Plant Soley in rural Fertile. On June 23, 1956, Walter was united in marriage to Beatrice Nordby at the Methodist Church in Erskine. Walter was preceded in death by his wife Beatrice, parents of Leonard and Florence, father and mother-in-law, Barney and Hattie Nordby, one brother, four sisters, seven brothers-in-law, and three sisters-in-law. He is survived by one brother, Willard, two sisters, Vena Rain and LaVon Rain, all of Fertile, two sisters-in-law, Sandra Gulbranson and Joanne Lingholm, and many nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Walter Soley will be at 3 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests contributions to Our Savior's Lutheran Cemetery Fund. Arrangements are with the Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. That is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. Our temperature is now at 43 degrees and northwest wind of 10 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 37. We have humidity at 87%. The barometric pressure is at 29.73 inches and rising. Well, overnight yesterday into today, we've had 0.7 of an inch of rain. Euclid Avenue, they're reporting 0.76 of an inch of rain, so some much-needed precipitation. The grass is already greening up pretty well, so that was a good rainfall yesterday and today. Yesterday's high was 54 with a low of 41. The average high for today is 54, the average low 32. The year-ago high 46, year-ago low 27. And the record high, 80, set in 1890. The record low, 9, set in 1953. The sun rose at 6:33 this morning. The sun will set at 8:19 for 13 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high near 57, northwest winds of 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy, a low around 35, west winds of 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday, a slight chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow between 11 and 1, then a chance of rain after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with highs near 45, a 40% chance of precipitation, and wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Thursday night, a chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then a chance of snow after 1 a.m., technically on Friday morning. It'll be mostly cloudy, a low around 30, and a 40% chance of precipitation with wind gusts up to 30. And then on Friday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 40, wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 25, wind gusts up to 35. Saturday, it'll be sunny, and we'll have a high near 50, northwest winds of 15, gusting up to 25. Sunday, it'll be sunny, a high near 60 with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. On Sunday night, a 20% chance of rain after 1 a.m. Lows will be around 35 with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday, a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 20. And Tuesday, sunny, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 43 degrees, and a wind chill of 37. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX.